Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast. And today, my good people, today, we have my boy Track Junkie in the building along with my boy B Smooth. Come to Smooth some things, okay. Words real quick. B Smooth, do I got you in the building, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on? What's up? What's up?
What's good? What's good? And Track Junkie, I know I got you right.
Yes, I'm in here.
Okay, okay, good people. Now I'm gonna talk to my boy B Smooth first, real quick. You saw, you feel me? Now I listened to your joint. You feel me? We came to get down. That one there. Yes, honey, and you got some serious hip-winding, booty-dropping joints going on right there. You feel me? It had me trying to grab my knees and pop it like I ain't got no clearance. And I don't even twerk, honey. Shout out to your boy, Boogie Black, for his green. Yo, I'm telling you, like, that joint right there, you know what I'm saying, that's that one. Shout out to your boy Boogie Black for his gritty and stellar performance on that, because I enjoyed his presence on that track, you know what I'm saying, like an old school Petey Pablo. But go ahead and talk to these people about your joint, We Came to Get Down.
Well, absolutely. Well, the song was called We Came to Get Down, featuring my boy Boogie Black. We shot it in Harlem, New York. Boogie Black is a big, big time, rapper and hostess up in Harlem, very, very legendary guy himself. And it was just an honor to be on that track, once it dropped, we wanted it to be a club banger. We wanted it to be a record that allows you to have a good time with the people you love in the clubs, get turned up, get lit up, And it's just a great opportunity to work with a guy like that. And the record's been spinning all across the country thanks to Radio Pushes TV, and thanks to all the people from YouTube that put the video up. It's been really, really a positive feedback from everybody, It's just one of those records that it can't get out of people's heads when they're ready to turn up, when they're ready to have a good time. And, it's been great feedback. I'm just very appreciative of the opportunity, and it's just been great ever since. And, we're building from that and building off that hype, the bigger and better things, but just that record alone has been such a blessing for me.
You ain't lying, because I love that joint. I was like, oh, okay. It's on something rookie. I'm going to have to really mess with my boy B Smooth now. Now, you in that joint talking about something, we ain't here to get wild and get very, very loud. You know what I'm saying? So are you that fly cat that like them turn-up girls? Is that you? You just like to turn that?
Well, me, I'm more of the laid back guy, to be straight up with you. Like, now if I'm with my friends and that song comes on where I like to dance with girls, just be real friendly first, make sure they have a few drinks or, make sure they're comfortable, regardless if they have a drink or not, just to really get them comfortable, and then once their song comes on and we have a common interest, then that's when the floodgates start opening. And then, once they see how I dance and how I'm able to, vibe with them, and we have that vibe together, then anything's possible. We all just have a good time, and, whether it's drinks, having fun, the music. Because normally, being a musician, the music gets me in the mood. The way the beat is, the way the drums sound, the way the it's coming through the speakers, the music really moves me, regardless if I'm having anything to drink or not. But, the drinks have that thing where it intensifies the situation. So, and then with Boogie, he's all about the party and turning up and getting crazy and getting wild and having a good time. So with us two together, that is crazy. So when we're around women, we just take it to a whole nother level from there.
Okay, okay, I hear you, baby. Y'all ladies better watch out because we got some feedback going on. I'm not sure what's going on or who's next to who with a phone or who got some by a laptop, or we got crazy feedback going on. But, yeah, ladies, y'all need to watch out because B Smooth is coming to smooth you down so you can back it back and then drop that. You feel me? So you better watch out because my voice is big. Yeah, I need to go check that joint out. Now, what is the atmosphere like when you hit the stage for that? And does, Boogie Black hit the stage? Because I would think he would have to, you know what I'm saying? for that type of joint?
Well, normally when we hit the stage, you know, he's a hype man, a great hype man too. You know, he's had great, amazing records even before he got on this record with me. So a lot of times, what he does is he'll come up and hype the crowd up, you know, because a lot of people know more of Boogie Black. And then once I get up there, I just start singing. And then, you know, I guess, you know, my vocals and the way that I sing and able to really look in the eyes of the crowd and really get them to understand what I'm talking about. And then, you know, once I get that, then Boogie comes in and he hypes me up. And then that's when the chorus comes in and then I start singing, you know, turn the roof up in this mother, hey, turn up in this mother. You know, get in the groove. You know, and then, you know,
the next time y'all perform, the next time y'all perform that track, you need to upload that to Instagram, and you need to tag me, honey, because I am so enthralled when it comes to this track. And I want to see what it goes down when you hit that stage, because I'm that one. You feel me? I'll pop up somewhere on you with a 6-pack of Big Bloomer panties, style slingshot, and I'm ready, style.
Absolutely, we'll definitely have fun with you too.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Now, I'm going to slide on here and talk to my boy Track Junkie, because I listened to your track, honey, and you got some real-life situations and some real-life lyrics going on in that joint right there, you know what I'm saying? And I was feeling it. Like, personally, I had to run it back one more time, you know what I'm saying, just to hear everything, you know what I mean, because it had me so interested in what you were talking about and, you know what I'm saying, your journey throughout that joint. So why don't you go ahead and tell these people about your joint, Tell Me, you know what I'm saying, talk to them a little bit about it.
Tell Me record is it's the most recent single I just dropped, based on a true story. As you can hear in the record, you can feel the pain in the record. You know, people can relate to you know, some of my lyrics and some of the things I touched on in the record, and it gives it a sense of authenticity, because a lot of people can relate to, you know, things like not being able to get along with their baby mama and not be able to see their kids, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm very happy with the record. I'm very happy with the response the record's getting. You know, I've seen people, you know, tear up when they've heard it, and that just gives me a real sense of accomplishment, you know. Knowing, because I know what music does to you. I know how good music feels, and when you can feel music and you can, you know, and it strikes up your emotions and makes you feel some type of way, then I know I'm doing something.
You are definitely doing something right, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I had to run that joint back one more time, you know what I'm saying? Because the beat, also the beat does catch you, you know what I'm saying? And you know this isn't, you know this is a track that you need to listen up on, you know what I'm saying? And then when you just start ripping and you start going in, it's like, oh, yeah, I done been to this. I didn't do something like that. I didn't do this. I was like, hold on, let me run this back with my time, because I wasn't giving it my full attention. You feel me? Like, that's my people.
Yeah.
That's the type of joint that this is. And y'all can check that out on YouTube. My boy Track Junkie, TrackJunkee, with his joint Tell Me, the music video. You feel me? Y'all go check that out. He's doing some really good numbers on there. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I went ahead and liked it as of right now. So y'all need to go ahead and check that joint out as well. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know life, as we talk about, will hand you a lot of red tape, a lot of hurdles, you know, and then detours, you know what I'm saying? And some people, they stay stagnant for quite a while trying to figure out how to stay pushing, you know what I'm saying, around those obstacles that life throws. Go ahead and talk to these people about, you know what I'm saying, how you persevere through your roughest times and the importance of, you know, persevering in life and career.
I had to move a lot of people from my life. I had to get people, I had to get away from certain people, certain things, and focus and get focused. And that's one of the hardest things, because in order to continually be moving forward, you know, you've got to be focused. You've got to be 100% about this. You know what I mean? You have to be ready and willing to work and catch every opportunity that comes to you. So with that being said, I had to eliminate some people that were slowing me down. I had to eliminate all negative, you know, surround myself with nothing but positivity and influential people, and people want to win and want to see me win as well. So the adversity and the you know, being hit with real-life situations that try to make you stagnant and all, I'm no, you know, it's nothing new to me. I deal with it and I find ways. Yeah. But the biggest thing is to keep your circle tight, keep the people around you
mm-hmm.
hungry, wanting, and positive. Because if you have people around you who slick don't want you to win, or you know, really about this, and they're not dedicated to it, it's hard to move forward.
It really is. You know what I mean? Y'all need to listen up. My boy is speaking some truth. My boy Trey Junkie is speaking nothing but the truth. Y'all need to go check his joint out. Tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like he's saying, like we say all the time, you know what I'm saying, keeping your circle tight, making sure there's understanding, making sure there's communication, you know what I'm saying, will definitely help them hard times and persevering. You know what I mean? Because definitely, if you want to win at this game, it is never, never, never easy. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I'm saying? It's science.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to go through it with some family, whether they be blood, you know what I'm saying, or whether they just be your home, your day ones, your A ones. You feel me? Y'all need to make sure that y'all got some kind of support system, because it is not easy. And my boy is telling the truth about that in his joint. Tell me, y'all need to go check that joint out. And while we got them talking about it and thinking about you, my guy, why don't you go ahead and spit out all your social media handles? Spit it out, spell it out real slow for them so they know exactly where to find you at.
And you can find me on all social media at Track Junkie. That's TRACKJUNKEE. That's on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook is Track Junkie Music. You can find me on Facebook at Track Junkie Music. Holliness. Every social media is Track Junkie. TrackJunkie.com. So if you're looking to link up with me, looking to get up with my music, all you got to do is search Track Junkie. I'm on every social media site. Same handle.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Because I get a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that they be like, Track Junkie 317, Junkie
yeah.
5413. You feel me? Like, so big up to you for doing that, because it makes it easier for everybody to find you, because you already know. If you got to search hard to find somebody or find something, you'd be like, yeah, man, nah, I'll just spot check up on that
right.
later.
Yeah.
And you know how we all do, because we are all artists. And if it's hard to find somebody, you're going to be like, yeah, nope.
Yeah,
okay,
it
next.
Ain't working. We're lazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So make it easy for everybody, because you know how you like to make it easy for yourself. You know what I mean? So, like, one more time, I want to just say shout out to you. With that track, you know what I'm saying, you conveyed everything that you were going through very precisely, you know what I'm saying, to the track, you know what I'm saying. You sliced the track and the beat all up with the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, to give us something nice, something that's, you know, very audio-ly delicious. I don't even know if that's the word, but we gonna coin the phrase, audio-ly delicious. Get it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
coin the phrase.
I'm liking that.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I want to ask you, do you have any new developments that are coming up? Anything we need to be watching out for, shows, anything?
The Positive Vibes Movement, if you're not aware, I have started a campaign last summer, Positive Vibes Movement, where it's basically I just create awareness and positive vibrations. You know, positivity is contagious. So it's one of my campaign, Positive Vibes, or something that I've been taking to the streets and taking to my following. And that's something you definitely need to watch for. It's growing real fast. The merchandise, it started off as just merchandise and, you know, kind of expanded to a bigger movement. I'm looking to take that movement bigger and further in the near future. So if you start seeing Positive Vibes everywhere, start seeing the Positive Vibes logo, just know that's me. And that's my campaign. Once again, the campaign is about creating awareness for positivity, how we create our own reality with the way we think and how we act and how we think. So that's a big thing I've got going on right now. Upcoming shows. I had a hiccup in my tour this summer. I was going to be doing the Positive mm-hmm. Vibes tour as I did last summer, the summer before last. And I had some issues with the booking agency and whatnot. So my tour has been basically, all my dates have been canceled at this point. I'm working on new dates.
Okay.
You can catch me anywhere from Midwest down to the South. So I'll be staying updated with new upcoming shows and all. But the biggest thing right now I got moving is Positive Vibes Movement.
Yes, yes. Y'all heard it. Positive vibes out here. You feel me? I'm loving that. You know, y'all need to go check that out. Y'all need to go check my boy out. And you know what I'm saying? Get involved. You know what I mean? Because we all, consciousness nowadays on awareness, you know what I'm saying, is being is rising. You know what I'm saying? The levels are rising. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to be not only thinking on a whole nother level, I need y'all to get involved with each other. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing as artists we still fail to really do. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much we talk about that, if you really think about it, we all still fail and we still fall short. We're hitting each other up, you know, listening to each other's podcasts,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hitting each other up on our social media handles like, yo, I heard what you was doing. How do I get involved? We all still fall short majorly. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to hit my boy Track Junkie up. You know what I'm saying? Is there an email you want them to hit you up at? Or anything, if they want to go ahead and get involved in this positive vibes movement.
Yes, Track Junkie Info, TrackJunkieInfo. You can reach me there concerning anything, the movement. If you're looking for collabs or you just want to holler at me, whatever it is, you can reach me on that email. I would definitely encourage people to like my positive vibes page on Facebook. It's something I would definitely, if you don't know, if you haven't seen my movement, haven't heard of my movement, I would definitely look into it. It's, you know, since I began the movement and began promoting this campaign, I've literally watched people, you know, that have been on my Facebook or my Snapchat for years. I've literally watched them transform their mentality, you know, within a matter of months. Just by, you know, me staying consistent with promoting positivity. And I've literally watched people start and begin to change their lives. So it's something I would definitely look into. I would definitely want to keep up with this movement. This is something you don't want to miss because it is going to be global. It's going to take over. And I would really, really love to have as many people from the ground up as I could. So I definitely got to get you a T-shirt sent out as soon as possible.
Yes. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure if y'all got any ideas, he would be open because it's all about positivity. It's all about uplifting your vibrations, you know what I'm saying, and getting knowledge out there. So shout out to you for that. Make sure y'all check up on him, Track Junkie, TrackJunkie. Make sure you get with my boy. Now we're going to slide over here to my boy D. Smooth real quick. I forgot about you. Get it? Now, I'm interested in knowing, now you said that YouTube had they did a video for you. Is that, you know what I'm saying, is that a video that you guys got going on or something that, you know, y'all monetized and they just got that up there for you?
We monetized and we put it up there through Sony Orchard. And, they put it up through Sony Orchard.
Does that mean that we can be expecting a video coming out?
Oh, well, that's actually it. The video for the video is actually, that's actually the one. The live video. But, like, as far as, not performance room, but the real video is actually up now.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Nobody told me about these things. I don't appreciate that at all. Because I was there in that track there. Mother's Day in the church. I need to see that video.
Because
I don't know what's going on. But I need to know. Now, do you have any shows, any developments, anything that's coming up, clothing lines? Like, we interested to know what's going on with you, baby.
Well, right now I am definitely just working really hard in the studio, developing more and more, using my creativity to continue to work on my craft, constantly perfecting it. I have a show in April. In August, I believe it's August 11th. And we're going to be in New York City doing, we're going to shut down a big time studio called Smash Studios. And we're going to be in there and doing some more work. I will definitely keep you guys in the loop on that one. And there's definitely more things coming. But right now, it's really just grinding in the studio. Just obviously, I'm a really hard worker into always learning more about my craft, my songwriting, my musicianship, and just getting as many records as I can out that's more about me, about my situations, about what I'm going through. And just more about B Smooth's music and really putting forth that energy out there that's about real love, that's about real issues that people do go through, you know. And I even co-sign with Track Junkie as far as all the things that's going on in the world that needs to be addressed, you know, all the negativity and all those things that just bring so much positivity into the world, and I'm just all about that, and just really, really working really hard and keeping, like you said, keeping your circle really small in this industry, because it's really, really, you got to really, 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 really be headstrong and really, really be strong in yourself and what you believe in as an artist and what you really want to do and the type of impact you want on your brand, type of impact you want on yourself and what you, how you want people to look at you, you know? So, yeah, that's really pretty much what I'm doing at the moment, you know?
Yeah, shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they put out, you know, quantity when it comes to music, but they don't really think about the quality, you know what I'm saying? I got a homeboy right now, killer, you know what I'm saying? He just got bars for days. You let that cat get a hold of a microphone, and you won't have to shut the whole joint down because that cat's bars just keep going like, brah. But, you know what I mean? He constantly, he was recording in somebody's, you know, washroom or closet or, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that there can't be quality coming out of places like that. You're saying, but a lot of the people he messed with is not really, you know, to the point where they can push out quality type of music. They can just record. That's that. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to you for that, because a lot of cats ain't thinking about, you know what I'm saying, their catalog either. You need your catalog. You need to have your music up so people can figure out who you are. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to just have one track, two tracks that's out. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's good to push one or two tracks for like good 4, 5, 6 months, you know what I'm saying, so people can get a hold of them tracks. Oh, I'm watching the Jones right now. I see you, Be Smooth. I see you, baby. I see you on my YouTube. But, you know, cats ain't really, you know, really thinking about those type of things. So shout out to you for that. You know what I'm saying? Because that speaks a lot of on volumes when it comes to, you know, the artists themselves. But I wanted to go ahead and let you get a chance real quick to shout out your social media handles and spell them out real slow so they know exactly where to go.
Absolutely. Capital B, capital S, lowercase M, lowercase O, lowercase O, lowercase T, lowercase H. That's for Instagram. My Facebook is my full name. That's Benjamin, BenjaminPoston Poston Jr., JR. My Twitter is HumbleSoul33. That's HumbleSoul33. And also my Snapchat is Benji, which is BenJi. You can see everything that I'm doing as far as all the covers of artists, old school artists that I put up, and even my music that I put up in the studio. I give everybody a sneak peek of everything that I'm doing. You know, as a matter of fact, on my page now, if you look on it, on my Instagram page, on my Facebook page, you'll see a lot of my music that I've been doing the last few weeks. You know, I've been in the studio, like I said, really, really hard, just developing a catalog so people can see the quality of music that I'm putting out and what I want to be as an artist, as far as my instrumentation, my voice, the topics I'm talking about, whether it's talking about how beautiful the woman is in the mind, or it's just a party record, or even there's a lot of people out there that's had their time wasted in relationships and that wants to get out and be free and things like that. So I'm just dealing with regular human issues that everybody goes through, and it's beautiful music that you could really, really listen to and really understand, because I know, just like me, everybody has been through something, and someone, and a lot of people need an outlet or that song that can help them to enjoy themselves and to enjoy the environment and enjoy the vibes that I'm bringing them, but also be able to get through it, you know what I'm saying, and just let them know that they're not in that situation. So, so that's basically – thank you, man. I appreciate it. But, yeah, basically that's everything about me, and there'll be more things coming up soon. I have a lot of great things happening for me, you know, and I'm just hoping that as the doors continue to open, that I continue to stay humble and I continue to stay strong within myself and the man above who's giving me all the strength and wisdom that I need. And I continue to enlighten and bring a positive impact on you beautiful people as well, you know what I'm saying, because I really love the positive vibes you guys give me, and I'm loving this interview. You understand, this is really a great opportunity for me. I love being interviewed, and I love sharing that positive turn up, but positive energy to everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, And we love having you, you know what I'm saying, because both of y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all brought different vibes, and I love that, you know what I'm saying, because we want to reach everybody. And there's somebody for everybody, honey. You know, I have a lot of people that
exactly.
can serve you. So,
that's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I want to say shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, for doing your thing. I'm definitely, I can't wait to get, you know, more involved with you as an artist, you know what I'm saying, with your music, get to know you more through your tracks, you know, your videos and things like that. Same for you, Track Junkie, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go in here and add my little comment to yours right now, you know, because I like to make sure that I'm supporting, you know what I'm saying? Because like I say, you know, a lot, it takes people to show you the way for everybody to follow the way that it needs to be done, you know what I'm saying? So I try to make sure that I'm showing mad love to all these artists, especially when I'm loving your joints and I'm loving both of them equally, you feel me? Like I said, they're on different levels, you know what I'm saying? But they are equally as good. All y'all people need to check my boy Track Junkie out, TrackJunkee. You know what I'm saying? Check him out on YouTube. You know, his joints is doing some great numbers right now. Y'all need to check out my boy Be Smooth with We Came to Get Down. I went ahead and I found the video, you know what I'm saying? So after I get done, I'm going to let it play, baby. But y'all need to go ahead and do the same. I want to say, I want to go ahead and give you both a chance to go ahead and shout out your camps, because I know sometimes without them, there is no you, and without you know you, there is no them. You know what I'm saying? So, Track Junkie, why don't you go ahead and show your people some love and show, give them a shout out real quick?
Oh, I got to give a big shout out to my main dog, Steve Webb. Always holding me down, always keeping me motivated. You know, I'm going to give a big shout out to my assistant, Summer, my partner, TA. Without my circle of people, you know, keeping my head in line and lifting me up when I'm down, I'd be stagnant for way too long. I want to give a big shout out to all my family that's been supporting me, all my fans, you know, that's been sharing, you know, we talked a video on Hip Hop Rebel, we're like at 11K right now, and these guys have just been sharing. I appreciate every single person that's out there sharing my music, because the average person doesn't really understand how big of an impact and how much it helps when you're constantly sharing my content, constantly liking my stuff and promoting me. You know, I mean, I have some fans out there that are just every single day promoting me, every single day putting new people on me. And without that, I mean, I really don't know where I would be. I've got so close to a lot of my fans on a personal level that, you know, they deserve more, and I want them to know that they're very much appreciated, because to just saying thank you all the time, they really understand how much they're doing for my career. So I want to give a big extra shout out to all my fans and my followers on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and all that. Keep my mom, just for holding me down, helping me become who I am. She's been there, big support from day one, always, no matter what. So, yeah, that's it right there.
Definitely. Shout out to you, Ma Dukes, you know what I'm saying, for even having him, because we need a Track Junkie in this world. So shout out, Ma. Shout out to you. Now, my boy, Be Smooth, we don't want to forget y'all camp, you know what I'm saying, because y'all doing hot fire, y'all spitting hot fire out here, you feel me? So why don't you go ahead and show them some love real quick?
Well, first of all, I want to say I give out to the man above who's giving me this gift to showcase to the world. I'll give a shout out to my mother who's actually listening on this show. I really want to say give a shout out to Flag Entertainment, my manager, Joe Barnes. You know, he's such a strong personality, always pushing me to be better, you know, whether it is some days when I'm really confident or some days when I'm not as confident, he's always that person that always just pushes me to do the hard work and to continue to better myself as an artist and as a man. Also, my other manager / partner, Henry Pickney, he's another guy who's really been instrumental in my inspiring success and always giving me pointers on how to speak to people and things like that. Also give a shout-out to Grand Groove Unlimited Records, who we're partnering with. Big Chris is his name, and everybody there, you know, who's always giving a word of great music and always giving me insight on better things to do as far as always giving me insight, information on the industry and how to better myself as an artist. And just all my family members that's really been positive to me and all the musicians that I've worked with and the future ones too. And last but not least, all my followers and fans, the people that I have talked to from overseas, whether it's Paris, France, London, England, and just everybody in the States, I'm really, really appreciative of this opportunity, and you'll be continuing to see, you know, me as an artist and me as a man grow up and always bring great quality of music and be personable enough to talk to you guys, you know, whenever I get a chance, whether it's a like or a follow on Instagram or whether it's your comments, you know, I really, really like to feed, not only get the feedback, but also talk to you guys, give you a thank you, because like Track Junkie said, you don't know how much it really is when you share our music or our content, or you just saying that you love it or it's hot or you're really feeling it. That really gives us that much more confidence to show you more about ourselves as artists, because, you know, it's really, really, important for us to have that, because sometimes artists are very sensitive with our gifts, you know. You know, once we put it out there, it's even sometimes really hard to even put it out there. Not me per se, but just an artist, period. Sometimes putting our stuff out there, we're opening ourselves to be vulnerable for the positive and the negative. So when we get that positive information and that positive feedback, it really, really is a very, very strong, and it gives us even more confidence to open up ourselves more to you guys, so you can see that we're not just something, that we're not just brands, but it's really about us as people.
We're real humans.
We can all just, that we're real people, and that we're able to speak to you guys and, you know, connect with you guys when we can. So shout out to everybody, and be on the lookout for more amazing stuff for me and just Track Junkie, just everybody.
Yes, yes. Now, we do got some people that are on hold. I do got somebody from a 606-240-011. Who is this, Henry?
This is his aunt, Roz.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing, auntie?
Hey.
I'm good. Those two did a good thing on their shout-outs. I love it. I want them to continue their music.
Yes.
Benny, you know I'm one of your biggest fans, and I like the way you presented yourself just now. God bless everybody, and good luck.
God bless you.
Yes,
you,
I'm loving it. Thank you, Auntie, for coming on the air, because we love when the family comes in and give us some love. It's a very good look. So shout-out to you, Auntie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roz. Love you.
Love you too, B. I'll talk to you when you get home.
All right.
Your mom is on
the other line. All right. Now, we got another caller. We got a 912 on the line right now. Who do I got with me, honey? Hey, what's going on? What's your name and who you calling for, honey?
This is Gio calling for Track Junkie. Tell my boy to keep doing his thing.
Hey. Yeah.
I know
that's
right.
Yeah, that's right, Jackie, man. Keep it up, bro. I'm pushing for you. You know you got this. I appreciate you, dog, for real.
I show you right.
All right, man.
Yeah, I want to thank you for calling in for my boy, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely is a good look, the fact that he got love. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, you know what I mean, for rocking with your boy.
Yeah, day one, man. Yes, A1.
Already. We got one more caller on the line that we're going to call in. Y'all got my joint on fire right now. Hey, 912, what's good with you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, honey. What's your name, boo?
This is Sherry. I'm calling from GA, and I'm calling for a track.
All right. Now, what you want to say to my boy Track Junkie today?
Well, I basically want to thank him for his music. And I know one of the songs he talks about only being able to talk to his child through, like, FaceTime. So he really puts it out there that sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But sometimes, as a woman especially, we have to know how important men are in our children's lives, but not just let them talk FaceTime, but let them spend time with their kids. So I like that he expressed that his music.
Thank
definitely,
you,
Mama. Shouts out to you for being a music fan and listening to that, because that's a very important subject, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, as adults we get into our feelings, you know what I'm saying, and we don't think about how important our kids' lives are when it comes to the other parents. So shouts out to you for being a music fan, listening to his Jones, to be able to even say that, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, boo.
big shout out to Sherry.
So
she actually put me on the radio.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. Big shout
now
out to
Now, we
Sherry.
Got one more caller.
For a long time.
Yeah, man.
Long time. First time I've been on the radio, she put my song on the radio. So she's been supporting me a long time. Big shout out to Sherry. Thank you.
Yes, big shout out to her. Now, we got one more caller on the line from a 646 number. Honey, you on the line. Who we got?
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Boogie Black.
I've been waiting for you. Where you been?
Good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've been working hard, just working hard. How y'all doing?
Good. Yo, I hit my boy B Smooth and was like, yo, can you get Boogie on the line? Yo, I'm feeling your joint with him that we came to get down. Oh, my Lord. I appreciated your presence.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That boy
yes.
B Smooth, he's very talented, very talented.
Yes, he is. And y'all killed that joint. So for everybody that's out there, y'all need to go tune into that. We came to get down with my boy Boogie Black by my boy B Smooth. Y'all don't know what's going on with that until y'all hit play. So y'all need to make sure y'all letting that record spin, honey. Now, I want to give you a chance, Mr. Boogie, you know what I'm saying, before we get off the line, because you are spinning some hot fire on that joint with my boy B Smooth, and y'all compliment each other so well. Is there any social media handles or things that you want to shout out real quick for yourself?
Oh, man, I like to shout out Grand Groove Unlimited Records. I appreciate them. My boy Big Chris, B Smooth, you know, the whole family, Grand Groove, Peace Valley, and the whole family. Y'all can always find me on I Am Boogie Black One on, you know, Instagram, Boogie Black on every social media. And we just going to keep making those hits, you know. God is good. We're going to keep the people dancing. That's all.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I know you called for my boy B Smooth, so go on ahead and show him some love today.
Good, Smooth, that boy. Hey, let me tell you something, man. The record was already written in stone, and then when I heard it, I said, oh, Lord, I got to get on that. I called up Big Chris. I said, that boy B Smooth, he got so many hits. I just picked, like, one or two. But I guarantee y'all going to be very impressed. He played crazy instruments. That boy, he's next. Trust me. He got something for y'all, man. It's going to be a fun summer.
Mm,
yes,
I
love that. Shout out to
I
you.
I don't get on everybody's records. Trust me, I don't get on everybody's records.
With your presence, no, I wouldn't think you would, my guy. Like, I was hyped. I was already hyped because the beat had me going. He was up there singing. I'm like, oh, shoot, this little boy going to twerk him out that slow. Oh, God. And then you came on, I was like, oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, so
Lord,
let me put some boogie in it.
Yeah, this is that one.
I said, be smooth. Let me put some boogie in it because that record,
yes,
that record is crazy. But no, he's very talented, though. Like, there's no words.
Yes.
I just want, like, once the world get to see it, they're going to be very shocked. Like, he got a lot of hits and the instruments and everything. He's talented. Like, he's a one-man army. I guarantee you.
Definitely.
Guarantee you.
Definitely.
Nothing but love, though. You know, I want to shout you out, sis. I want to shout you out, sis. Nothing but love. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I
appreciate that because I love when I'm. Yes, I hope so, honey. Don't disappoint me now. Okay.
We're going to blame it on the Henny when I come up here. Well, I'll see y'all soon. All right, everybody. Have a nice day.
Thanks for calling in.
Love y'all.
Thanks,
be smooth. I'm going to see y'all
later.
All right, family.
Yo, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from my boy B Boogie, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard it from Boogie himself, Boogie Black. Y'all heard it from the people, you know what I'm saying, that called in. Track Junkie, B Smooth, they on their way. Y'all need to check them out today and jump on the train. Y'all dig? So why don't y'all go ahead and check them out? I'm going to give y'all both one more time to shout out your social media handle because we don't want them to forget. My boy Track Junkie, hit it.
At Track Junkie on all social media, TrackJunkee on YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. You might even be able to find me on Craigslist at Track Junkie if you try. So anything on social media at Track Junkie, I appreciate you 100%. I appreciate everybody tuning in, everybody who call in, everybody listening, everybody supporting the movement. Much love, positive vibes.
Absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. Be y'all need to go make sure y'all checking his movement out, Positive Vibes. My boy Track Junkie is on it. Now be smooth, baby. We ain't forget about you. Lay it on him.
Capital B, capital S, lowercase, the rest of the letters, M-O-O-T-H on Instagram, Benjamin Poston Jr., Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, P-O-S-T-O-N-J-R, period, on Facebook and Instagram, HumbleSoul33. And that's my social media. And just on YouTube is Be Smooth. We Came to Get Down. Also, I have another video out on there called Waste of My Time. Type in Waste of My Time, the way you type Waste of My Time. Be Smooth. I got more videos coming. You know, just be on the lookout for everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm working really hard to make sure that I'm an artist that everybody, that you guys can be proud of. So look me up and contact me. You can hit me up on all my social media. I definitely will respond. And whether it's a like on your page or you want me to share some on your page to my page, that's positive for the music, for the brand, for the quality of music. And or if you want to just DM me, you know, you can talk to me on Facebook, Instagram, all those different types of social media outlets. You know, just hit me up so, you know, I can get to know you, you get to know me, and we can go on from there.
I know that's right. Y'all definitely heard it here. My boy B Smooth is out here doing great things, and so is Track Junkie. Y'all need to check both of them out, because without y'all, there is no them. So like, share, comment, you know what I'm saying? Do it all, you know what I mean? But make sure you check them out. This has been your girl, LaJay, baby, from the Dream Hustle Win podcast, powered by RAI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. And I want to say salute to you, and we will see you again. One time.
Thank you.